It's Tuesday, the 24th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Nangolo Mbumba, speaking at the Summit of the Future, said it represents a timely and urgent call to choose a path toward peace, prosperity, and sustainable development. In his opening address at the summit, which Namibia is co-facilitating with Germany, President Mbumba urged UN member states to pool their resources and tackle global crises directly.
Leave this summit with renewed commitments and concrete action plans to eradicate poverty, eliminate hunger, tackle climate change, and build a global economy that works for all. First, the UN must empower nations and regions to adopt comprehensive pathways to provide economic opportunities and prosperity. Second, the UN must strengthen global agreements and institutions to ensure the effective implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. Thirdly, the UN must be equipped to finance these goals through an innovative global financial architecture.
Meanwhile, African countries are struggling with crippling debt burdens, spending more on debt repayments than on health, education, and infrastructure. The United Nations Summit for the Future is focusing on reforming the international financial architecture to create a fairer system for poorer nations. Shari Spiegel, head of economic affairs at the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs, had this to say.
When countries were hit by the COVID crisis, which hit the global economy, which many of the poorest countries were, in a sense, hit economically the hardest because they not only didn't have access to vaccines, they also didn't have the money to respond to the crisis. And that, in a sense, is what the global architecture is supposed to be helping us with. It was set up in the aftermath of World War II to help rebuild Europe, but became the IMF, for example, is at the core of the global financial social safety net to help countries when crises happen. And yet we had a crisis and the international system fell short.
The Pact of the Future outlines 56 actions whose penultimate test in part lies in successful and timely implementation without excluding any group. South Africa's government will receive the remains of 49 liberation fighters who died in exile in Zimbabwe and Zambia this week, led by Sport Minister Gayton McKenzie and Defence Minister Angie Motshekga. The remains will arrive at Waterkloof Air Force Base and followed by a homecoming ceremony at Freedom Park. SA's government says the initiative honours their sacrifices and underscores the nation's commitment to remembering its liberation heroes. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his U.S. visit and is working to shore up more support for Kyiv. One of his aims is to convince Western leaders that lifting sanctions on long-range weapons is crucial for Ukraine's victory, Megumi Lim reports.
President Zelensky is into his third day of his U.S. trip, and he has so far met with a bipartisan delegation of the U.S. Congress, where he expressed gratitude for continued American support of Ukraine, while emphasizing that decisive action now can accelerate a just end to the war. On the sidelines of the 79th UN General Assembly in New York, Zelensky met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who, ahead of their meeting, reiterated that Berlin will not allow Kyiv to launch German long-range weapons at military targets inside Russia. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.